Visa asked independent businesses like mine what it means when people choose to shop local.
I don't think people realise the impact they have when they choose to shop at our local butchers. It gives us a real boost and a lift that we need to carry on.
When we get an online order, we are so excited. We get a ka-ching noise on our phone and we can't wait to see who it's from.
By shopping local, your small choice makes a big difference to a family business like ours.
To you, it's shopping. To them, it's everything. Visa. Where you shop matters.
Setting the bar story, small examples of what not to do.
This is a big one. If you can manage to make it through the day without racking up over $16,000 worth of in-app purchases, playing Sonic Forces on Sega on your Nintendo, OMG. Then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow, Sonic. My son better never.
My gosh. So, listen, I know. Listen. First of all, the mom starts getting these charges over the summer, and she's like, what in the world is happening? And because all these in-app purchases were kind of clumped together, so she was getting like these major like $2,500 lump sum charges on
her. It started small, though. It started with like $1.99 red rings, moving up to $99 gold rings that allowed him to access new characters. This is 6-year-old George we're talking about.
Yeah, and it turns out, yes, you're right. It was her 6-year-old son who, like, and she says it was like he was doing hits of cocaine. Like, he just started, like, seeing the benefits that buying $99 rings could have on his game playing for Sonic Force.
Absolutely.
And so she's, again, started getting these, like, lump sums on her account. 25 charges that cost about $2,500 each. And so she's, like, going back to her credit card going, yo, this is fraud. Like, fraud. And then the credit card company's like,
they were like, no, these are legit.
Yeah, these came from you, and you're going to have to contact Apple if you want to, like, dive into that. And so she's been trying to get this $16,000, $293.10 charge that her 6-year-old son racked up playing Sonic Force, absolved. And here's the best part / worst part. They're like, yeah.
Sorry.
You should have had maybe password protected your account for in-app purchases. I don't know.
But, well, here's the thing. They give you like 60 days to dispute it at Apple. But she said the reason I didn't call within 60 days is because Chase, her bank, likely told me it was fraud. Told me it was likely fraud, and that PayPal and Apple are usually on top of that.
Right, right.
So that's why she missed the window. So then she's like, you know what? She didn't get a paycheck from March to September. She's kind of struggling because she's commission only, works in real estate. She said, my income's decreased by 80% this year. So now she's like, you know, struggling to make the payments. So cautionary tale, check your security settings.
Yeah. So if nothing else, this setting the bar is a more, a warning to parents of young kids who may be playing video games on their account, whether it be their Nintendo Switch account, whether it be their Apple or whatever account that has in-app purchases.
I'm checking it today.
Yeah.
They play some games on the iPad. I'm just going to check.
I know. You may want to do that.
I feel like they have to enter but they know the password now, so I'm a little nervous.
My wife had to change the password on her account because my youngest daughter knew the account password, and she would like dive in, and she would use it mostly to just unlock her phone when it would be locked by us, or she would use it to maybe jump on Amazon and take a look at things, and like we didn't want her to accidentally or not accidentally, you know, purchase something on our account.
Yeah.
And so we had to
I'm nervous now.
We had to go in and she had to change her password. But yeah, I think my favorite quote from the mom was like, it's like my 6-year-old was doing lines of cocaine and doing bigger and bigger and bigger hits.
It's like, wow.
Like just starting.
Look at how much better I can do in the game when I buy this stuff.
Right. I mean, this $1.99 ring was great. But this $99 ring, whoa!
Even better. And hey, it's a video game, so it's not real money, right?
Right, not real money. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without racking up over $16,000 worth of in-app purchases playing Sonic, then you're doing okay.
Oh my goodness. I'm changing all my passwords.
Yeah, have fun with that.